This one's called Ex-Boyfriends by Kim Adonisio. They hang around, hitting on your friends, or else you never hear from them again. They call when they're drunk or finally get sober. They're passing through town and want dinner. They take your hand across the table, kiss you when you come back from the bathroom. They were your loves, your victims, your good dogs or bad boys, and they're over you now. One writes a book in which a woman who sounds suspiciously like you is the first to be statistically dismembered by a serial killer. They're getting married and want you to be the first to know. Or they've been fired and need a loan. Their new girlfriend hates you. They say they don't miss you, but show up in your dreams, calling to you from the shoeboxes where they're buried in rows in your basement. Some nights you find one floating into bed with you, propped on an elbow, giving you a look of fascination, a look that says, "I can't believe I found you." It's the same way your current boyfriend gazed at you last night, before he pulled the plug on the tiny white lights above the bed and moved against you in the dark, broken occasionally by the faint restless arcs of headlights from the freeway's passing trucks. The big rigs that travel and travel, hauling their loads between cities, warehouses, following the familiar routes of their loneliness.